The movie Carol opens today. It's a love story. Film critic Kenneth Horan says it ranks among the best of the genre.
Carol is a love story between two women. It's set at a time and place when that relationship was beyond taboo. But those specifics fade, and what remains are the feelings and emotions that all the best movie love stories create. And make no mistake, Carol belongs in that group. Carol is impeccably acted by Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara as the women in question. It's been made under the total control of director Todd Haynes. He's created a serious melodrama about the geometry of desire that engages emotions completely. The film opens during the 1951 Christmas season, with young Therese Bellavent, played by Mara, working as a sales girl in the toy section of a New York department store. Enter, truly like a vision out of Vogue, ultimate sophisticate Carol Aird, played by Blanchett. She's searching for a Christmas present for her 4-year-old daughter. The two lock eyes across the bustling sales floor, and nothing will ever be the same again.
Where'd you learn so much about train sets?
Oh, I read. Too much, probably.
That's refreshing.
Carol buys the train set for the child, but forgets her gloves. After Therese mails them back, Carol invites her to a get-acquainted lunch.
And your first name?
Therese.
Therese? Not Teresa?
No.
Therese Bellavent. That's lovely.
And yours?
Carol.
Carol.
Things soon get more complicated for Carol, and she decides, as fictional people are wont to do, to take a drive west. She asks Therese if she wants to go as well, and the resulting trip has powerful repercussions that complicate and confound both their lives.
Film critic Kenneth Duran reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.